Isaiah 55. Start at verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Very often I pray, create in me, O God, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51, prayer of David, when he sinned with Bathsheba and sinned by having her husband killed so they wouldn't think the baby was his. Often we go out among worldly people. It's like brushing against something that gets mud on our soul. Create in me a clean heart, O God. He can do it instantly. I could want a clean heart, but might not be able to do it. But God knows everything about us, and he can do it. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Often, other people's sin and their sin brushes off on us. When I pray this, I often feel the weight lift off me from what they have done. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, it doesn't return to heaven after it comes down, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, says God. It shall not return unto me void. Whatever he says to us will happen. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Some people are going to be destroyed. Some people have done things they have not repented of, they haven't called on God from, and they're going to be destroyed. Some people are going to be saved. I don't usually know which is which. Thy will be done. God says, that word will prosper unto the thing that he has sent it. Verse 12. For ye shall go out with joy, and shall be led forth with peace. Do you have joy about doing this? Do you have peace about doing this? Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, when you're following God, when you do what he says, not what you want, what he says, thy will be done. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thy will be done. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you today.